Good morning and welcome to Sonoma County Focus. My name is Michelle Marquis, and in studio with me is John Busick. He is the event chair for the Voices for Down Syndrome Gala, which is coming up very soon, and we're going to talk all about it. Welcome to the program, John.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. What an honor to be here.
Yeah, it's great. So tell us a little bit about your personal connection with Down syndrome.
Well, there's several connections, but my pride and joy is my 7-year-old son, Jack, who happens to have Down syndrome.
Yeah. So you and your wife, Angie, it was your second child?
No, Jack is actually
Jack
our
is
first.
Your first. Okay.
First child. Yeah, we have a younger son named Charlie, and he's a couple years behind Jack.
So. Got it. Okay. So tell us about what it was like when Jack was born.
We didn't know at the time that Jack was our first, so we were all excited parents. And one day, my wife went in for a checkup, and they said there might be some complications, and we need to get you to the hospital ASAP.
Oh, wow.
We're going to have an emergency delivery. So we were, you know, at that point in full go mode and rushed to the hospital, and Jack was born, and everything came out great. Everything was fine. And then as we're waiting in the waiting room, they came in and said, "We think something's wrong with your baby." And right then was like a moment for us of like, you know, every parent's worst nightmare.
Of course,
you know, like,
yeah.
What could be wrong? And then they said, "Oh no, everything's fine." This one doctor came in and she was amazing. And she said, "Everything is fine with your son. We think he has Down syndrome." And at that point, I mean, I was 27. I was just recently married. So it was a moment when, you know, everything stopped in the world, and I had to really jump on board, and I didn't really know what Down syndrome was at the time. So I knew about it, didn't really know all about it, but anyway, so we dove in and here we are today.
That's excellent. What kind of support did you have when you got that news?
So we, like I said, we immediately started doing research nationally and then obviously state and local. Mm-hmm. So locally there was thank God, there was a support group for parents that had children with Down syndrome right here in Sonoma County.
Mm, that's great.
So we called them, we made a few phone calls, and they were completely welcoming, brought us into the group. At that time, it was just a support group. It wasn't really some big nonprofit, some formalized thing. It was just a bunch of parents that got together and provided great info and support. So
that's great. And so has that group grown since then?
Great question. Yeah, so my wife and I jumped right in. That was, Jack was born in 2009. So 2010, we were attending a lot of the support groups, and my wife and I were taking on a few of the small fundraisers, chairing those up. And, you know, as time, at that point, we were under Becoming Independent, as using their nonprofit status. And, you know, we were growing so much, and we were taking on more and more families as a support group. They finally said, "Hey, you guys are doing so much, we kind of can't take you on anymore. You have to go to your own nonprofit."
Oh, sure.
Just liability-wise. So,
right.
So we said, "Okay, I guess this
Now's
is a good
time,
thing."
Right?
So we, a few of us formed a board, and we now are our own official 501c3 nonprofit. Called Down Syndrome Association North Bay.
Okay, great. And that website is with the initials DSANB.org. And at that website, what do you offer? What's your mission?
You know, our mission really is all about the families. Number one, it's providing resources to families. So we promote self-advocacy, we raise awareness, and really focus on education. So there's a social component to that for getting people together and developing relationships long lasting. And there's also the educational component to where if, you know, people tend to struggle with speech. Speech is a big hurdle for people that have Down syndrome. So we put a lot of resources into speech development. We do on the individual level by attacking it from a wider picture, kind of. What I mean by that is we go after where it all stems. So we go after educators, local speech therapists, local people that teach in special ed. Those kind of resources, we put on seminars, free seminars. We provide a lot of resources to them because they're the ones who are working with our kids on a
sure.
daily basis.
So. Yeah, yeah. That's great that you offer not only just for the families, but for educators as well. That's great to connect that, to be a bridge between those two. That's wonderful. And what about greeting families who just had a Down syndrome child?
Yeah, that's a big part of what we do. So if I think back, you know, you asked me about about Jack when he was born. It's shocking. Either you find out when your child's born or you have a pre-diagnosis.
Right.
And even in the pre-diagnosis stage, we get contacted all the time and say, hey, we're having a child with Down syndrome. We're freaked out.
Right, right, yeah.
So immediately we show up. We have we call it a hope basket. We give them a basket full of books, resources, and really a form of support. So it's more of a big hug and saying, hey, welcome. Yes, it's scary. It seems really daunting at this time.
Right.
However, there's a whole world that you're about to open up to that's an amazing journey, and I can only say positive things. So.
That's great. That's wonderful. Now, you, as part of the Down Syndrome Association North Bay, you've put together a wonderful gala. Tell us about your gala and how this idea came about.
Yeah, I'm excited. This is my wife and I, so my son Jack, he actually was diagnosed with leukemia. Back in 2013. So if you have Down syndrome, you're twice as likely to contract childhood leukemia.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately he had leukemia. And so we went through treatment. During treatment, we realized that, you know, his speech was really slow developing, and we realized as well, we really need to focus more effort into speech development.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not alone. There's thousands of kids out there that need this, and it all starts with speech, right? So as you grow older, if you can't communicate effectively, then you're kind of limiting,
right?
Yeah. So if we could help with that, so essentially what we said was, you know what, let's create a fundraiser gala that we could honor these people, raise some awareness, and bring in the necessary funds to really help with that speech development.
Mm-hmm.
So we started Voices for Down Syndrome.
Now, wait a minute. You did this while you were dealing with treatment for your son, Jack?
That's correct.
At the same time?
It was a little hairy.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. You took on a lot.
You know, that it sounds like a lot, but I have an amazing support team behind me that, you know, I'm the lucky one that gets to be the face of it.
Yeah.
But there's a whole team of people behind me on this that are an amazing group of people that, you know, I'm grateful to. So,
John, I have to tell you, though, that's so inspiring for me to hear that you are faced with this daunting thing. Your child has leukemia and you're going through these treatments and you think, what can I do to improve not only my son's life, but everyone else in our community? That's incredible. That's really inspiring. So let's go ahead and talk about this event. Now, you started this in 2013. When was the first one held?
This is our third annual.
Okay,
so
great.
Where are we at? We're at 2014.
Nice. So it is a gala event. Describe what the event is like.
Yeah, so it's held in Petaluma at the Petaluma Elks Lodge, and they're kind enough to donate the entire lodge to us for that night.
Great.
It's on March 4th.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, normally I would plug the event to sell tickets, but unfortunately we're all sold out.
Oh, okay.
we sold out in 48 hours.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Congratulations. That's great. No individual tickets either?
No, we have a waiting list currently of 14 people, and okay, you can get on that if you would like.
Right.
But yeah, so it's really a community event.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not just our local group by any means. There are hundreds of people that are attending that are just involved in the community and want to support a local community event. And that's what it really comes down to, is just community being supportive.
Right, right. So the event has dinner and an auction.
Yeah, so we have a cocktail hour
uh-huh.
and a silent auction. and many great items, hundreds of items there. And then we go into the formal dinner where we're grateful for Lombardi's Catering that steps up huge for us and puts on the whole New York steak dinner. Ooh, night.
Delish.
And we have guest speakers. Mm-hmm. Some have Down syndrome and some do not. This year we're actually giving away two awards for the first time. The first award is the Self-Advocate Award. So this is going to go to someone who has Down syndrome. Mm-hmm. That lives here locally and has been really gone above and beyond and been a self-advocate for Down syndrome and people with disabilities. So, mm-hmm. And the second award we're giving out is going to go, it's called the Inclusive Employer of the Year Award. And this award will be given to a local business who's exemplified inclusion of people with disabilities by hiring, training, educating, and mm-hmm. advocating for people with disabilities here locally. And we are so excited to bring this forward for the first time. I think that our community, the people that are doing this, aren't looking for the recognition. They just do it because they think it's right.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, you know, I'm getting choked up here talking about it, but you know, that's what it's all about. That's community.
Right, right. And that has to feel inspiring, too, to see that there are people in our community who are embracing people with Down syndrome, with other abilities, disabilities, to be a part of the community, to be active members and to contribute, especially looking at Jack and thinking, you know what, we're going to work on his speech. He's going to excel. He's going to be able to do the things that he wants to do in life. That's got to feel really great.
It does. And I should point out that, you know, not my son Jack is actually currently nonverbal.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a lot of signs. So we're working on signs and we work on speech and everything. And he may never talk, you know, complete sentences or anything. But
sure.
There's a wide range of people that are out there being employed that have, you know, they want to give, they want to feel valuable. They want to contribute. And for us not to recognize that and recognize their skills and put them to use, it's a shame. I mean,
right.
The studies show that between 75 and 80% of people with disabilities are unemployed in our country. To me, that is embarrassing.
Yeah. And this is a way to recognize those people who are making a difference. That's wonderful. Can you share who the award is going to, or are you waiting for the gala night?
We intended to wait till the gala night, okay. But I'm happy to announce it now because
we
just got done with our shooting our video that's going to be playing that
okay.
night to recognize them. And it's going to go out to Oliver's Market here in Sonoma County.
Wonderful. So, that's great.
You know, they've had a partnership with SCO for about 20 years, mm-hmm. Sonoma County Education Foundation. And they, for 20 years, they've been hiring people with disabilities in their grocery stores and hiring them, training them, and advocating for them. And, you know, Steve and his crew over there, amazing group of people. They really go above and beyond, and they've never looked for recognition. And I would like to recognize him for all the work they've done. So
that's great. And will you be able to post this video after the event? Are you going to post it up on the website?
Yeah. So the event website is V as in Victor, uh-huh. the number 4, ds.org.
Okay.
And on that website, the video will be posted after the event.
Great, great. And I will link that as well on ksro.com, where we post all of our Sonoma County Focus interviews. So you'll be able to link right there. Now, you said that the tickets for this sell out quick, right?
Initially, no. I mean, we did a pretty good job marketing it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what's really nice about the event is we limit it to about 300 people.
Okay.
And I have at this point no intention of growing it to some massive event because I feel like you kind of lose that intimate community vibe.
Sure.
And so we're going to keep it at that. And as of now, and you know, when tickets go on sale, typically they go on sale the second weekend of December, mm-hmm. every year. And this year they sold out in 2 days. So
wow.
We're going to probably do the same thing next year.
Okay.
Just get on it.
Good. Can you sign up on the website to find out more information or be a part of the community? So, you know, if you want that chance right away to be a part of the gala and to help out?
Absolutely. You can sign up for our newsletter at the dsanb.org website. So I'm sure you'll post that.
Yeah, I will post that as well. So let's talk a little bit about the auction items, because that's always fun, too. I know that it's a sold out event, but it's nice to recognize people in the community who are so generous and able to give back. The Giants. Tell me about this. This is very cool.
So, yeah, the Giants, they've stepped up huge. They're putting together a package for four people to seat club level, but show up early to the batting practice and get some on-field experience,
nice.
Get some autographs, shake some hands. And, you know, they've always been a supporter since we started. So
That's wonderful. So that's one of your big live auction lots. And the other one you're involved with, tell me about this one with the whitewater rafting experience.
Yeah, so my wife and I in college, we were river guides, and we work for this company called Arta River Trips. Uh-huh. They're a nonprofit whitewater rafting company in four different states. But this trip specifically is on the Tuolumne River near Yosemite.
Cool.
And I will be guiding that trip as a guest guide. Don't worry if whoever wins doesn't have to sit with me in the boat. I'll be rowing a gear boat. I'm a little rusty on the stick. So. Again, Art has been there for the last 3 years for us donating whitewater trips. And that's going to be it's always an awesome trip. So.
Nice. And that has also a stay at Yosemite or a cabin or anything like
that? Yeah, so it's called the Ultimate Yosemite Experience. Nice. It's a bed and breakfast right up there near the Tuolumne River. Redtail Ranch, and they host for 3 days. They cook you meals, they do the whole bit for you, and then you do a 2-day rafting trip and you get a pass into Yosemite National Park.
So, fun. That's very cool.
So fun.
Now, where do all of your auction items come from? Is it just anyone in the community is reaching out, or how do you do that? I've worked on putting together auctions before, and it's a lot of work.
Most of the work is finding those auction items. Mm-hmm. We're lucky in the sense that people have started contacting us for auction items. Mm-hmm. Because they think it's such a good cause, and I'm pretty grateful for that. But we also do seek out auction items, and we're always seeking out new and inventive packages and
cool.
stuff like that. But, you know, they go from a gift certificate to a restaurant or a bottle of wine all the way to some big vacation stay in Cabo. So they're kind of a wide range. We also have a live auction, and the live auction my favorite live auction, and I'm completely biased, is the Jack hosted burger night at Mike's at the Crossroads.
I read about that too. That's very cool.
Jack puts his chef hat on and serves 10 people that sit down for their burger and beers. It's a really fun night. So
very cool. That's wonderful. Are you still looking for any auction items?
Yeah, we're always looking for auction items. You know, for me, I try to find stuff here locally because I like to support the community too. So it's kind of a reciprocal relationship.
And you are, you know, as you donate that auction item, it's in front of 300 eyeballs. So that's nice too.
Exactly.
and even more because it's listed on the website too. So that's great.
And every year at the event, we do after the live auction, we do a fund a need. Mm-hmm. So that's a big part of what we do. And every year we choose a different small program to choose from. This year it's been in the paper and stuff, and I'm involved in it personally, is we're bringing Miracle League North Bay to Petaluma, which is a full inclusive baseball fields designed specifically for people with disabilities. So whether they're in a wheelchair, any disability that they have, they can still play baseball. It's a field specifically designed for that. We've raised nearly $500,000 so far for that. And the fund and need that night will go towards Miracle League North Bay. And, you know, that's something really close to my heart, because you mentioned earlier about asking me questions about Jack and going through treatment for cancer, which was 2.5 years long. So throughout that process, we would take a bike ride. I'd sit him in the bike trailer, and we'd go down to the American Little League field.
Mm-hmm.
and we would watch the baseball practice and the games, and Jack always got excited, and I could tell he just wanted to be out there.
Yeah.
So it's near and dear to my heart that we're able to support this coming to Sonoma County. It's not just a Petaluma league. It's going to serve five different counties throughout the Bay Area.
Oh, wow. That's great.
You know, there's 40,000 kids out there that want to play baseball, and they can't because of a disability, and we're going to change that.
Oh, that's wonderful. How close are you to being able to break ground and get it going?
Yeah, good question. We the City Council of Petaluma just recently approved it a month ago. Uh-huh. We're currently designing the field right now with the architects and the engineers, and we're hoping to break ground this spring.
That's wonderful. Is there a way to contribute to that, to follow on updates?
Yeah, if you could go to MiracleLeagueNorthBay.org.
Okay.
And you can find us there and look at that.
All right. I will link that as well when I upload the podcast here. Well, this is very exciting, all the different things that you're able to do. And thank you for being so proactive in our community and being an advocate for your son and for other children and families. This is really great.
I appreciate you having me here. You know, it's not, it's not just me. I'm surrounded by so many wonderful people in this community, and every day I get a call or an email or some a text from someone who wants to get involved. And to me, that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. That's great. And the gala, unfortunately, is all sold out. It's coming up on March 4th, but be sure you sign up and get information at dsanb.org. That's the Down Syndrome Association North Bay. You can find out more if you need help, if you need to be connected with this group. It's a great group to have that grassroots and community connection there. So be sure to reach out and get on the list for next year so that you can help out. Thank you so much, John.
Thank you.
John Pusick is the chair for the Voices for Down Syndrome Gala. This is Sonoma County Focus.